Elliot Moss mit High Speeds auf Flux FM am Freitagnachmittag. Das war der Titeltrack des Albums, das hier am 25.09. veröffentlicht wurde vom supertalentierten Künstler aus New York. Heute Abend spielt er in der Kantine des Werkern. Jetzt ist er bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen ein bisschen über die Produzentenskills des jungen Mannes, die seine Musik ja so besonders klingen lassen. Wir finden raus, wie seine Liebe zum Überschreiten von Genregrenzen entstand, sprechen über das Live-Setup heute Abend, finden draußen außerdem noch heraus, wie sich Elliot immer wieder selbst inspiriert und wir quatschen noch über vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst sage ich nochmal Hello and welcome to Flux FM, Elliot Moss.
Hello, thank you for having me.
No problem, it's nice to have you here. We love your music, so it's interesting to meet the guy behind the tunes. So, how are you doing today? Where are you coming from?
I'm good. We're coming from Frankfurt
last
night.
Cool. Had a show there last night?
Yeah, Zoom. It was very cool.
Cool. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Congratulations on High Speeds.
Thank you. It's
been put out here in September, the end of September 2015. It's one of the most interesting albums I've heard in years, I'm telling you. No, really, because you have your very own sound, which is the result of you producing your own music as well, and you don't seem to care about genre boundaries too much. That's something
not too much
about your music. You're a young guy still, so I want to ask you, where does that love for different genres come from? Some people say that the older generation of music lovers, that they have been inspired by their older brothers and stuff. So if their older brothers only had Beatles records or rock records, you're going to be a rocker for life. You know what I'm saying? But the newer generation has kind of been inspired by the internet and had possibilities of checking out every genre that exists on the planet. So would you say that this might be a reason for you to be able to cross those genre boundaries?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting because, you know, you can go online and listen to any variety of things. I mean, you can even listen to somebody's playlist they made where it's all different genres. And so you may find a listener who you really like their taste. And I mean, that's a good way to hear what they're into. And yeah, it's sort of no fun to sit inside the box too much, really. I think if something needs a guitar, why not throw a guitar on it, even if it's a house groove or something? Yeah. It's kind of fun to just have that freedom.
Yeah, and I really think that's another thing. I mean, you do play around with voice effects and stuff that sounds pretty, which makes your music sound super contemporary. But I also think that to ignore genre boundaries is something that helps when it comes to making a modern sounding record, because I think most of the kids nowadays, their way of listening to music isn't as one into one direction as it once has been, right?
Mm.
Yeah. So you do not only compose your own songs, you produce your own music as well. We've already mentioned that. And that makes it sound very special. When did you realize that you do not only want to compose your own stuff, but get into the little tiny details of producing music?
I mean, I'm a bit of a control freak, I'd say. So, I mean, I mean, a lot of times I'll be producing and writing at the same time, sort of. I mean, High Speed's the song we just listened to, started with that noise, like the thing that sort of goes throughout. I was working on a different song and then accidentally looped that sound and it just started playing. And I was like, okay, wow, I've got to like start a whole different song just based on this one noise. And
so you do use your production ideas to compose actually as well, right?
Yeah, I'd say the two sort of play off of each other, and it just depending on, you know, if inspiration strikes in one, it sort of leads to inspiration in the other side.
Yeah. And I've read that as you've built the structure for a song, as soon as you've composed that, and you use guitar and piano for that because these are the instruments that you're
more comfortable
with. But as soon as you've managed to do that, you kind of switch to other instruments and you try to get into fields that you're not comfortable in.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, modular synthesis is something that, I mean, I'm comfortable with synthesizers and the gear, but you never really know what you're going to get playing around with a wall of, say, you just start patching and see what happens. And it's sort of fun to just enter into this chasm of confusion.
Yeah,
and,
true.
You know, just start making noises and all of a sudden you can create this texture that's unique and can only happen once.
Yeah. And and you've written some stuff for horns for the first time on that album as well, right?
I did, yeah. I mean, Slip has got some horns on it and High Speed's just had some clarinet. I don't know if that's a woodwind, actually. Never mind.
That's true. Now, before we talk a little bit more, let's listen to a song that kind of like crosses the genre boundaries that we're talking about. It's called Faraday Cage. And I was a bit surprised when this one came up. For the first time I was listening to the album, I was like, okay, I kind of got where he's going now. But then Faraday Cage comes around the corner. And I love your record for that. Faraday Cage, Elliot Moss hier nochmal auf Flux FM. Gleich quatschen wir noch ein bisschen weiter, hören eine Live-Performance und verlosen Tickets für die Show heute Abend. What a beautiful song, Faraday Cage, Elliot Moss, ein weiterer Auszug aus
Thank
der
you.
Immer noch aktuellen Platte High Speed, De Nada Compadre, I just love that song, it's a beautiful thing. Since working on High Speeds ended in like 2014, I guess, have you already started working on new material?
Oh, definitely, yeah, always, and on the road too. I mean, it's just, you can work on stuff anywhere these days, so.
Yeah, and if you're into production, I think sometimes working on a song, if you like producing and working with the computer as well, mm-hmm. sometimes working on a song is almost like being part of a computer game or something where you can get to a certain level and that level is that you can start singing or something. Yeah. I have that experience sometimes.
There's sort of this moment where if you've got an idea and something like inspiration strikes and like it's all exciting, you need to sort of capture that and get to a point where it's safe, sort of like, you know, at least have the song mapped out before you can really stand up and even go get a drink of water, like you need to get it to this point. So I feel like I need to, you know, reach that point. It's very funny.
And the ultimate high score is a finished LP or something like that.
That's when they printed on vinyl for you. That's the good feeling.
Yeah. And did you actually put that record out on vinyl? Because it's a good album to listen to in its entirety, I really think.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's out on vinyl.
Cool. Also, Leute da draußen, zieht euch das Album High Speeds unbedingt rein. Es ist hier rausgekommen Ende September. Ich habe mich, ehrlich gesagt, bis jetzt vorgestern und gestern auch nicht so ausführlich damit beschäftigt. Aber ich kann es jetzt umso doller empfehlen, das Album High Speeds von Elliot Moss, das heute auch präsentiert werden wird in der Kantine am Berghain. So, I've seen videos of you playing live and there's been different setups. It can be you and alone and the bass player. It can be you plus two people. Another brilliant idea, by the way, for times like these, to have setups, different setups.
Yeah, change it up, sort of.
So what's the setup tonight going to be?
Setup tonight is our three-piece.
Okay,
this
cool.
This is how we've been touring for the last 7 or 8 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
And this is me, my bass player Evan, my drummer Devin.
Cool, Evan and Devin.
They are, you know, just two absolutely wonderful musicians, so it's really fun to play with them.
I mean, if their names have the same rhythm, that's a good thing to have.
I'm the other one out. Yeah, we always Evan, and I'm Elliot. Kevin or something.
No, you're the man for the melody, so it's cool. Evan and Devin, they're the rhythm fraction, you know? They have to be together, they have to sound alike. And keep it groovy. So I want you to get over there to your little piano that you've brought with you. Just let me start the recording process here because I want to record your performance as well. Elliot Moss ist bei uns und er spielt uns das Stückchen Slip, das wir hier im Programm auch schon des Öfteren abgefeuert hatten, nochmal live vor im direkten Anschluss. An diese Performance werde ich die Tickets verlosen für das Konzert heute Abend in der Kantine am Berghain. Oder machen wir das jetzt noch schnell? Marc Augustat kommt gerade an den Platz gelaufen. Also ruft mich jetzt an unter der 030 2000 9000. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir haben Tickets für Elliot Moss heute Abend in der Kantine am Berghain. 030 2000 9000. Jetzt anrufen, um an die Tickets zu kommen für diesen Ausnahmekünstler aus New York, der uns hier jetzt nochmal sein Stückchen Slip live vorstellen wird. Elliot, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Elliot Moss live auf Flux FM.
I won't keep watching you dance around in your smoking flicker. Oh, you're not the light I used to know. I don't believe in safety. Wrong below the
For Elliot Moss, what a beautiful performance that was. Listen to the people out there in the editorial rooms. They never take their hands off the keyboard. They keep on writing all the time normally when a band plays in here, but now they applaud it for you. Again,
thank you.
Once again, please, Elliot Moss. What a beautiful live performance. Tonight, there's going to be a three-piece show, right?
Three-piece show
Evan
tonight.
And Devin are going to take over bass and drums. And you're going to have a great show. I bet that you're going to love the PA at Berkine, and your sound engineer is going to love it, too. You're going
to... Oh, I can't wait. Gonna, yeah, we love big bass.
You're going to dive into the frequencies there, and you're going to really love it. It's going to feel like taking a shower, a sound shower. So, please, as soon as you come to Berlin the next time, please visit us again. I want to have more of this.
And I will do, of course.
I listen to more of your music. Please compose as much as you can so we can have more material in our hands as soon as possible.
Very cool, of course.
Thank you, Elliot. Have a great rest of the tour. And see you next year, maybe. I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Cool. So see you then. Bye-bye.